Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tuesday night, Psychics Gone Wild. We're getting ready to go wild here tonight. And I have with me, I'm Intuitive Chris White. I have Jan Drake Bakke with me and Angie Mitchell. And let me introduce them. Jan Drake Bakke is a certified psychic, professional dancer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can get in touch with Jan at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And Angie Mitchell is a gifted empath and tarot reader. Her studies in the paranormal began when she was 15 years old, and she has since then learned how to deal with the variety of spirits, both dark and light. Angie is well-versed in house cleaning, is able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. Yeah. And you can reach her at andysreadings@gmail.com. And I am an empath. I work with tarot and listen to my guides and angels. Actually, I pull cards and then I listen to my guides and angels, okay, and they talk to me and kind of give me a story about the cards. So that's it for the introduction. Tonight we picked a topic about, and when I picked it, I was thinking, really thinking about telepathy and being telepathic with people. And as my spiritual gifts have developed, I've just recently started kind of going, gosh, you know, should I be more, how do these gifts develop as I become more enlightened and start to, you know, as I become, read people and become more psychic and stuff. And so I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to Jan and let her, she's going to read a poem, talk about that, and Angie will talk about it, and then they can give it back to me. And then we'll take some readings towards the end of the program, and we also have a prize to give out tonight. So, Jan, if you want to go ahead and take over.
Sure. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a great subject, and I ended up with three poems that I wrote today, and I couldn't decide which one, but I'm just going to – I figured it out while you were talking, and I'm sort of putting – one and the other one together, so it's a little odd, but that's okay. But yeah, I love this subject, and just thinking about telepathy and stuff, how we can have that with people, and we have it a lot of times with our family members and loved ones and lovers and husbands, wives, mates, and everything, you know, so much more because we're connected to them on so many levels, so it's much easier to have all that tell us, blah, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
This is hard for
me. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So,
I could pronounce it easier.
Just, I know. I don't know. The tongue twister. Anyway, I'll just start off with this poem, and it kind of gives a little sense of something. I hope it's not too confusing. Love swims upstream, downstream, and mainstream, in all directions and all locations. It finishes other people's sentences and begins them too. Love is an enigma, and it's for everyone, not just for a few. Love between others is psychic and intuitive. Its magical properties develop healing miracles in relationships and become a curative. Love grows between friendships and gains momentum as the natural connections continue to flow. The sparks ignite, and love is a fire stream that warms the soul and lubricates the heart. I want what you have. Can I climb on your cloud? Can I feel what you feel? I can hear it loud. I dance your beat. I am feeling your heat. Keep it going. You are riding it all the way. It is sweet. And so that's what it was. And oh, good. Yeah, and it was just trying to describe, you know, the intuitiveness and psychic connections we have with each other when people are being friends and being mates. And it happens with, it's happened with me with some of my other psychic friends in other groups. We've done telepathic messages together, and people have sent me gifts through the airwaves and flowers and stuff, and we've sent each other animals back and forth, and so it's really amazing how it happens. And then if you're especially connected with somebody, you know, intimately, that it's really powerful. So I totally believe in it. I love it. it's very special. I'm going to pass it over to Angie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Angie.
Hey. Jan, your poem was so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I love it. You have such a way with words.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. I totally agree with you. I have actually noticed that the more connected I am with my friends, family, loved ones, you know, even my husband, you can really connect on a higher level. So you can get that telepathic, like, you know, you'll just call and be like, hey, what's up? Like, I know that something's wrong. It's just pretty cool. I think it's awesome. But I do notice that the more that we're in, like, a state of love and harmony, the better our abilities are.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is where I Yeah, I noticed that's when mine are the, you know, the best. And if something is, like, off mm-hmm. or something, you know, or we're distracted or we get kind of, you know, pulled away, I notice that, you know, it's like there's a block there that happens. Because I think, especially with my guides, they're just saying, hello, you know, take the time out mm-hmm. to connect because something's going on here. That's kind of my feelings on that. Chris, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and add. I started the program out, and we are doing the program on love. And I went into the psychic thing. But I have noticed that. And one of the things I've noticed recently about myself is that a lot of times because I'm so empathic, I feel like I have knowings. I know what other people are thinking. But in recent years, you know, I have at times I've gone, you know, think of a number and send it to me. I want to see if I can hear it. And I get it a lot, you know, most of the time. And it's kind of, to me, I've kind of looked at that. I go, okay, so I'm becoming more enlightened. I'm moving more into the state of love. And as I move more into that state of love, I become more open to, you know, you have to, because if you can send to someone, if they're not, but if they aren't listening, they aren't going to get it. They aren't going to hear it. So, that's just what I've noticed. And when I was thinking about the program tonight, that's why I was thinking, well, you know, when you get more enlightened, you do start to hear things, but you can even improve on that. And so, I'll go ahead and leave it at that, and we can just go ahead and start
nice.
Taking some calls if y'all want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll start right off tonight. You know, if any of y'all ever want readings from us, I know I introduced us and everything, but you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, and we're all there. And you can push one of our buttons, and it'll show you all our information and how you can get in touch with us. And also, don't forget about Blue Moon Treasures. That's I've been helping Jethro move our physical office here in Tampa over the last week. I've been a little bit missing in action on Facebook, and that's why. But I think we just about got it moved, so I think it's going to make a difference. Anyway, I'll go ahead and take caller 512. They've been here for a little bit. Hello, are you there, 512?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yvonne? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Hello? We're here.
I like that
yeah.
poem.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Good, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do I know you, Yvonne? Do I know you by any chance?
I don't know. I know Jethro.
Okay. You know Jethro. Okay, I know Yvonne, and it sounded like her voice for a second there. I see a rainbow
in
you.
Yeah, I think I've talked to you before. It's been a while, though.
Okay.
You see a rainbow?
You've got a rainbow.
That's nice.
Yeah, you've got a rainbow.
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
And
okay.
Let's see. Looking for that animal and... Oh, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah. Tell me what you see.
Well, it looks... it looks like a bee. Right off
a
the
bee?
Bat. Bee. A bee and a rainbow.
Oh.
So let me see. Did you have... What was your main question, if you...
I wanted to know about my love life. My relationship has been on the rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's been on the rocks.
Yeah.
Well, B says it's time to get organized and get to work on that idea that you want to implement and develop. and approach your projects with commitment, diligence, and dedication, and you'll succeed beyond your wildest expectations. Take time to appreciate and enjoy the sweetness of life. This is a fertile time for you physically and creatively. And whatever you're working on, there's going to be a favorable outcome. So that's just a little bit about what the B says. But it says you're capable of being successful at anything you attempt, and you have a powerful effect on others. And when you give someone your loving attention, they blossom and open up to you. So that's why the bee is around you, obviously, to help you with this, I think. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because I have been working on something. And I hope it's successful.
Oh, you mean like a project?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to let someone else take it now.
Yeah. Angie, why don't you go, and I'll go last.
Oh, sure. So, Yvonne, hey, what exactly about this relationship are you questioning?
I wonder if we're going to make it through this hump.
Okay. I think that this is kind of a learning experience for you.
Is it what? I'm sorry.
I said, I think this is kind of like a learning experience for you. Like there's something out of the relationship that you're supposed to learn and get. I think that you've got better things coming to you, like long term.
Okay, so this one is, are you saying that this one's done?
I think that whatever you have that you're supposed to learn from this, you're going to learn it, and you're going to, it's going to be a positive thing to strengthen you. But as far as long-term goes, I think that you're going to find someone a little bit better.
Okay.
Okay. I think that you're just too sweet and, you know, you've got much more coming to you, honey. Chris,
okay.
Do you want to jump in here?
Okay. Sure. Yvonne, do you feel like you have any sort of gifts at all? I'm seeing green around you, like you're empathic. Do you know?
Yes, sometimes I do.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the cards I pulled. I pulled the spiritual union card, which kind of dominates your story, and it's a real sweet card, and it's real, it's a green card, a lot of green in it, and a guy and a woman. And then I pulled the shadow card in the past, and the fulfillment of wishes in the present, and the throat chakra in the future. And underneath it, I pulled the mental conflict, which is what you're experiencing now. You know, that's what kind of the roots of your story are. And But I'm seeing that, yes, you indeed are working through some issues with this person, and trying to work through shadow experiences are always like old stories that, you know, you're reacting to. And me pulling the throat chakra with it in the future tells me that you two need to talk and work through those issues. Now, the two in the middle with the spiritual union and the fulfillment of the wishes, yes, I think you're going to find what you're looking for in the man. I'm not sure if it's going to be this man, but I agree that this is going to be, this experience with him is going to help you to understand and grow. And and this throat chakra card's really jumping out at me, and kind of like you need to speak up more for yourself and try and talk. And have you been doing that? Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, I have been, and it's actually a woman.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, then, if you know, the two people have to be willing to, and open to sit down and talk and listen. And I'm kind of, I'm actually not getting a hit one way or the other about whether this person is going to be the one that's going to be the one, but I think you're going to find someone in the near future that will be. And that's what I'm picking up.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, Vaughn.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All
right,
you guys have a good evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's move on to 414 and see what we've got here. Hello, 414, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
And who are we talking to?
Felicia. I was calling and had a question for reading for my daughter instead of me.
Okay, and so you're calling on a question for your daughter.
Yeah, I would try to see if I can get a reading for her instead. I can give you birthday. Her birthday, her name is Adriana. Her birthday is April 2nd of 1989. April 2nd, 89.
And what was your name?
My name is Felicia. My daughter's name is Adriana.
Okay.
Adriana.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Jan, you want to take that, or you? Jan?
Oh, did we lose
we
Jan?
Lost? Let me see. Yes. Jan,
hello.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi, Jan.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Did you hear that last question about Adriana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so what I saw right away was a cat, and but I don't think that's the animal. So it was something else. It was another animal that really was the main one. But so you know what though? It's now turned into, okay, let's just go with the tiger. And that's why it's in the cat family, so
yeah,
you've got cats or tigers. So let's see. I have a tiger too. And as a matter of fact, I think all three of us here have big cats, all of us here. So anyway, remain focused. Focus, be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, and one where you can take time for solitude. And get ready for new adventures and some dramatic changes in life. That's what the tiger is talking about. And tiger is usually naturally clairvoyant, has the gift of prophecy, and becomes stronger as they age. They are also healers, and they're strong tactily. And, they do a lot of body work, and they like to work at night. They're passionate. And does this help at all for you and your daughter?
Because she right now is emotional in turmoil because she is with this company for 18 months in March or April. And she's at the point that she's going to get a car today. She can still get the car, but she's like, I'm using the car. I ain't going to have another job. I wanted to. So she's so emotional, being high strung, I should say. So she's like all over. She don't think she'll find another job. She's like, you know, this car is going to cost her, you know, and she has my granddaughter, and it's only her. And I'm not living there anymore. I live in a different state. And I think when she said she's emotional, like detached, is because we left her and to live our lives. We, meaning my husband and I.
And you and your husband what? I'm sorry.
I said my husband and I are the ones that left her to move to a different state to enjoy our lives.
Right. Well, and so she's trying to figure out this job situation. Yeah. Well, I think that because of how the tiger is showing up, it's telling her to be patient and maybe do some healing for herself a little bit to get in a better emotional state if she could, even though I know that's what's causing this is the job situation. But if she could just start off real right now, what you could do right this minute is create a sacred space in her house just to do some meditation and try to just calm down and relax and take some deep breaths and start, you know, doing that and then start thinking about what she wants to do about this situation. If she wants to, I didn't quite get everything you said, but if she wants to leave the job or, you know, she could write a list of the pros and cons of what she... Huh?
The job's going to end in April or May. I'm not for sure.
Oh, I see.
It's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and she needed to get a car. And she was about to get one today, but then when she found out about this job ended in April or March or April, she just went in a panic mode.
Oh, I see. She wanted to get a car, okay.
Yeah, okay. She actually had the car.
Yeah.
She just didn't go get it because it was kind of...
Right, the situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see why she's upset. That's too bad. Oh, dear. Well, if anyone else wants to jump in, I'm just feeling
sure.
Okay.
Jan, I think that you're completely right. I think that she needs to get into a better state mentally because I think she's got a better opportunity coming her way. And I know that when we're stressed and we're, you know, those are all negative things and those are all things that block us from allowing the universe to give us what's good. I think that as soon as she does that, she's going to get a better opportunity that will present to her. And then she won't, you know, and then the car situation will just work out. Like, I really, really feel it just working out. So she needs to just, you know, I know that's hard right now because I know how upsetting that can be. I feel for her because it's very frustrating. I mean, especially when your jobs bring something like that on you. So I would, you know, I totally agree with Jan. You know, getting in a better place mentally and do some healing there, and then she's going to, I mean, things are just going to open up for her and happen.
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to take it or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but okay. Let me tell you what the cards are. I pulled. I pulled some really good cards on her. I pulled the Destiny card, and so apparently what she's going through is like leading her on a path to a destiny that the universe has given her. And I also pulled the spiritual strength card, which usually I pull on people who have some gifts. I'm not sure she's aware of that she's, but you know, it's a strong card, and my guides are telling me she has some strong spiritual gifts. And let me chase that with, I pulled the Triumph card in the present and the Awareness card, which is a real strong card, the Major Arcana, and the Love Begins card, which is a real good pull. And I think she's, you know, we all, as we move, and I'm agreeing with Jan and Angie, as we move through, you know, as we move towards our destiny, the universe, God, the matrix, whatever you want to call it, gives us challenges, and those challenges are there to help build our strength and our endurance to be able to handle things. And my guides and angels are telling me if she'll lean into some of that spiritual strength. I don't know. Does she meditate or do any of that stuff? Do you know? Or
no, I do it all, and I try to tell her to do it because I believe in the spirit and stuff like that, you know, and the Almighty. And I try to tell her that. I said, when you bring negative things into your life, that's going to affect how you feel, how outcomes happen. And I told her, think positive. I said, go ahead, get the car, work and keep working and keep putting your applications in and keep going. It'll be fine. It's going to be good. You can't think like this.
Exactly. And that's it. When I pulled this spiritual strength card, my guides and angels says, you know, she has this, but she's not aware of it. If she would lean into it, like you said, have some faith, I think the angels and guides just start showing up and helping her and, you know, helping her resolve her situation. And that's good that you're praying for her and you're meditating and you're trying to help her, you know, learn about that and do that. And so I would say you're doing the right thing. And I pulled this is a really good pull for her. So I think it's part of her journey. And I think she'll make it through it and be stronger for it.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you, or?
What? Said it again. I'm sorry.
I said, does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does, and I agree 100%. Yeah. So I will talk to her again.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
That's what I would do. Okay, well, we're going to let you go and move on. And thanks for calling in. And
Take care.
We'll keep police. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, I want to throw something in really quick. So we're talking about love and you know, spiritual awareness and my husband, he was so excited today, and I'm like, what are you excited about? And he's like, because it's Fat Tuesday. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, you can celebrate your love of food. So, in the honor of Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras, we can all celebrate our love of food, which we all know. When you feed the body, you feed the soul.
All right.
Oh, my God. A different kind of love we're talking about tonight, love of food.
Well, that is. But, you know, it's food, praying, spiritual awareness. It's all one and the same for me.
Yeah.
As a matter of
fact,
it's
really,
you know,
important.
It really is. And when you're trying to move towards that state of love, being in a state of love or being in that love being state, it's important that you love yourself. And you know, take care of your body. And so that's a real important thing, I think, you know, as you move into trying to find, you know, become more enlightened and find yourself. So that's good. Food's important.
So. It's always important, just saying.
What can I say? Oh, me, Mr. Taco Bell here.
Well, you know, I did have tacos tonight just because I could.
Oh, you did?
Oh. I did.
Oh, no, we're telepathic.
That's right. We were all connecting, guys.
Okay. Okay, let's take cool. another one here. Let's see. I'll take 919.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good. Who's this?
This is Terry.
Terry. Okay, do you have a question?
I do. I wanted to see if you guys saw anything for me and my romantic life coming up anytime.
Your what? Okay. I'm sorry.
My love life.
Oh. Should I go?
Yeah, Jan, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Okay. So, and what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Terry. Yeah, Terry.
Terry, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Tortoise comes right in with, that's what I'm seeing very clearly.
I'm sorry, you said tortoise?
Tortoise, you know, turtle, tortoise.
Yeah.
So let me see what they're saying about that in reference to how that goes with love life, too. Let's see if I can find it in... okay, mother energy, ancient knowledge, discrimination, meditation, protection is all part of the turtle. You're an old soul if turtle is your totem. Well-grounded, you have great respect for the earth and its natural rhythms. And you appreciate and honor your creativity, both in spirit and manifestation in the material. Sensitive and compassionate. Turtle knows how to protect yourself from negative energies and emotional over-involvement. If turtle appears in your life or in dreams, it may be that you have become too caught up in today's fast-moving world. Turtle is calling you to stop for a while, sit alone in silence and meditate. Go within and feel the flow that's going on within that can determine what you're thinking about, basically. And then your senses become heightened, and the turtle is telling you to ground yourself and maybe rest and sit in the sun for a while and do that. That's what it's saying.
Okay.
So that's it in a basically it's trying to tell you to just chill out and relax and meditate and let it come. I think that means let it just sort of come to you a little bit. I always say that, but I always feel like things should come to us sometimes that we shouldn't have to push it so hard. You know what I mean? With things, even though that's what our natural thing to do is just to go out and push. At least it is for me. That's how I've always been. But what I'm realizing nowadays is that I don't have to do it so hard, you know, put it outwardly like that. I can go within and bring my spirit back within me and get strong in a strong foundation that way. And that way I'll have more to give. And then I can go out and be stronger that way when I'm needing something, if it's a relationship or, you know, or whatever it is. And so anyway, I think that's what Turtle is trying to tell you a little bit here, too. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Angie, you want to go?
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so I think that you've got some super, super good things coming your way, and I'm really excited. Have you been, sorry, I know I get so excited when I see these bright, colorful, like, cards, and it's just, are you, you're not in a relationship right now, correct?
No, and I haven't been for a while.
Okay, so I think one is coming, and I think that it's going to be a very, very good connection for you. Like, this is going to be a very good, like, I am just excited looking at these, because I think that your cup is going to kind of overflow. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a joyous thing once you establish. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you want me to
I'm
take
excited
it?
For you. Yeah, Chris, jump in.
Yeah, Chris, good.
I know.
Yeah.
You feel the excitement.
Yeah, I. You know what? I do, and I'm right in the boat with you and Jan. I actually pulled the universe card and the past and the intuition in the middle and the accelerated motion and the financial material changes. Those are all real good cards, but the fact that the universe card is the last card, the major arcana, it's probably one of the most sweetest cards in the deck to pull as far as everything coming to you. But it's this intuition card sandwich between that and the accelerated motion kind of is, you know, my guides are going, like what Jan was saying, it might be time for you to kind of kick back and feel, you know, go inside and get into your intuition and get into your feelings and what you really want. You might even want to make a list, you know, and of all the qualities you want in a man and put it on under your pillow and sleep on it like that. And get that in your mind. And then I pull the accelerated motion out of that last card. So I'm seeing what, you know, this is a really nice bull. What I'm seeing is, yeah, it's coming. And it, you know, the universe is coming. It'll come when you know, through that intuition, through that getting inside yourself and learning about yourself, and it will come with accelerated motion after that, you know, when you move out of that. Did you understand what I was saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I need to get in touch with what I need to do first, and then everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, it's kind of a manifestation thing. You know, you get in touch with what you really want and just start thinking about it all the time, and it will come to you. You know, as opposed to you trying to go out and get it, it'll just come to you. And okay.
Great.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
And,
thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Okay. And I'll do a little advertising here. You know, Psychics Gone Wild, like I said at the beginning of the program, you know, if you go to Psychics Gone Wild, go there. You know, you can go there too and put in for prizes. I'm going to announce a prize in a minute. But you go in there and just put in your name. You want a prize. And they go in there and they pick prizes in Blue Moon Treasures from Blue Moon Treasures at www.jethrosmith.net. And we give them out on the program. And that's part of what we do. We do readings, we give away presents, and we you know, talk to people and do readings. So, and tonight's present actually goes to Susan. Okay, and please don't get mad if I mispronounce your last name. Delamonte. And I know you're in the chat room. I think I saw you there earlier, but you're winning a couple of CDs from Linda Irwin, some of her music. So that's going out to you, And, you know, go to www.psychicsgonewild and put your name in there, and that's where we pull for to give prizes out. And if you want a reading, everybody's there. We have a lot of different readings and a lot of different readers there, different types of readers, mediums, tarot card readers, psychic readers, and you can find someone that resonates with you and you know, go, and then you can go with that and call them and get readings. And just wanted to do a little bit of advertising and give away the prize. And so let me get back over here. And I'm going to play a song. Do a song.
Oh, good.
And I'm just going to go ahead and play it. I'm not sure what this one is, but we'll do it. Okay.
Word. Give us some of that sugar. That makes me wanna go down.
Okay. Give me all your love. I like yeah, perfect song for the program tonight.
Yeah.
We want it all, people. So give us all your love. Anyway, the name of that song was Sir Magnus. I'm not sure who sang it, but it was perfect for the program. Okay, let's take another call. I'm going to take 562 here and see who we have. 562,
hello.
Are you there?
Yes,
hello.
I am the very last one, apparently. Because the show's about over. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, and what's your name?
Yeah.
My name is Cheryl.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm from California.
Okay.
Hey,
Cheryl, is that what you said?
Yeah, Cheryl from California.
Okay. You got a fox.
Yeah, Jan.
Sorry. Fox is
yeah,
in
go
your
ahead,
realm.
Jan. I didn't...
Okay.
Okay, my question is, I have this letter to write, and I've been working on this project a long time, and I was going to write the letter today. Yesterday, I kind of stalled. Today, I actually got everything out, was writing the letter, and my brain is just like in a funk, and it's like you have to get focused and get in there, like get in the moment and get in the zone. And I haven't all day been able to get my head in that zone. I don't know if I need a clearing or and then I got another phone call, you know, to send in some more paperwork from this guy, Mike. So I was just wondering what you pick up on this stuff.
Well, I'm seeing a fox for you right away, and I know what you mean about getting into the zone and stuff about anything really, and I know you just have to allow yourself to somehow get in there and clear it and, but the fox is saying it guards the in between, steps lightly with magic, sharpens the senses. Sly, quick-witted, swift, gentle, courageous, all these qualities are describe the fox. And a fox teaches the art of detachment, how to be cool and not jump to conclusions. From fox, we learn the value of waiting for opportunity. Fox shows us how to anticipate, make informed decisions, and use situations to our advantage. Let's see. Fox is part of the trickster's ways. Fox wisdom hones our senses and integrates our abilities into balance. We learn to dance lightly with life. And so maybe you're a little overworked and a little bit overdone right now and need to just take a break from it and just relax and do something else, you know, for a few minutes, you know, like a different activity, and then come back to it. If you're not able to get into it immediately, it feels like there's just too much all involved in it. Maybe
yes,
you know what I mean.
There's a lot of emotional attachment to it. So I did take a break from it, and then I brought it out today, and I said, okay, now I got to get to it today because I did take a break. Mm-hmm. I'm a breather, and so I went to today, and I guess it's like I'm recharging and getting into it. And so today, it's just like it was like an engine you kept on wanting to turn on, and it was like slow motion. And so anyway, I'm like, oh, I gotta get in the zone, and I just didn't feel like I was like in that, and it was like a struggle to push myself. So. And I need to get this out. I can't sit on it forever and ever. So I need to get it in. So I was praying and trying to clear my head and try to get in there. And it didn't happen today, but I will again try tomorrow. So
I think you're going to do it.
I think you are going to, you're going to complete it. It feels like it to me, like you're going to get over the hump and you're just going to do it.
Right.
It's going to happen for you.
And then when I send it in, I'm wanting it to be reevaluated in a more professional sense, because it's a quest going to the county to be for reevaluation, to take more seriously for so that they take it to the next step. That's my request. And I got to assemble and give them all this pertinent information.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's where the clearing, and that's, you know, where it's like you have to think third party, not ramble like a first party. I think that's where the fox came in. So the fox was actually pretty good, because the fox, you have to think, you know, rational, not emotional.
Right. The art of detachment. Kind
yes,
of have to get a little
so
detachment
that was there. That was pretty good, because that's what I need to do, because emotionally you can just emotionally ramble and
mm-hmm.
people go, uh-huh, well that was very nice, well thank you, and I show you the door. You know, that's not my what I want. So you need to the analytical part of it. So, and I'm hoping that they take this more serious and don't blow me off.
Right on. Well, I think that you're going to achieve this and handle it, and it's going to go well.
Yeah,
we're
running out of time. So,
yeah, I'm going to jump in really quick just here for a few seconds. When you were talking to Jan, when you were first talking to Jan, I just kept getting that this is a hard thing for you. And you have to stay objective and not, you know. I mean, it's really hard when you're writing things to not put in that emotion, except for, you know, especially with us thinkers and feelers, because we want to, you know, we want to put all of our emotion into something and we want to grab someone's attention there. But I think that you're, like Jan said, you're going to do this, you're going to get this done, but there's something that you're missing.
What am I missing?
You need to just, you know, don't worry about, when you're writing this, stop thinking, oh my gosh, I need to put myself in the third person. Just stop. Because I think that when we do that, we really cut out, there's a way of writing with putting the subjective with the objective and being more towards the objective. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, you got to give them the specifics to grab their attention. And then once you've grabbed their attention, then you can get into the nuances and the other stuff. But you got to, you know...
Okay.
Attention.
Exactly.
You got to have that attention grabber in the first page, first few paragraphs.
Yep. And I think the more you try to say, oh, my God, no, that's not
okay,
right.
Okay, I'm jumping in right now. And,
sure, go ahead, Chris, sorry.
My angels and guides are telling me that you need to really work on clearing your chakras. Do you know anything about Tantra?
Yes, I do chakras. They're on YouTube, and where you have chakra meditations, and there's one that calls in the archangels that I have done before a few times, so I can do that.
Okay, we're getting ready to go off here, but I want to leave you with this. My angels are telling me that you need to get in this space and really meditate and clear your chakras and clear your mind and let your angels come and talk to you. And hear from them, and just kind of empty your head, and pull that kundalini energy up, and clear everything out, and let the angels come and help you write that.
Okay,
okay?
This is going to have a positive
awesome.
Outcome. I'm going to ask for an interview with them. Will they call me in for a face-to-face talk?
I think they are. Yes, yeah. And
okay.
And I'm sorry, we're getting ready to go off here in just a second.
I know, I'm surprised you even took me. Okay, I was still listening, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. You caught me by surprise.
We're going off. I just want to say We love all you people, especially the people that have been or our loyal listeners. And Jan and Angie and I are getting ready to go off. And good night. Thank you very much for calling in. And
thank you, everybody. Good night.
Night.
Good night.